Welcome to the MHI Cast, the show where we talk to the industry's best minds to uncover their supply chain stories. We explore real-world case studies and get unique perspectives on key trends and emerging technologies from every corner of the material handling, logistics, and supply chain space. What does employee engagement look like in a supply chain workforce run by data? As organizations continue to turn to performance metrics, dashboards, and KPIs to track productivity, it's easy to lose sight of the human side of work. But employee satisfaction isn't just a soft metric, it's a cornerstone of performance. On this episode, I'm joined by Ajit Baradun, Director of Business Development at Hytrel, and Brian Jensen, Chair and Executive Vice President at St. Ange Company. We're going to explore how leaders can keep teams motivated, respected, and fulfilled in a culture where every move can be measured. We'll also take a closer look at how automation could relieve some friction by replacing the tasks that drag morale down and instead letting employees focus on the work that's more rewarding. And lastly, we'll look at how employee engagement shouldn't really be an afterthought in a truly data-driven workplace. It should be part of the design. Okay, Ajit, I'd like to start with you. So data-driven supply chains are becoming more of the norm these days, and implementing any automation impacts employees. So what are some common concerns that employees usually have regarding performance tracking, and how can employers address those concerns to foster trust?
I would say the biggest concern is them feeling scared that it's going to replace them. They are going to fail at this, and they have to do something else. So it's just the fear overall that employees have. And I think companies have to make sure that they are being transparent about what they are planning to do, how they are doing, and what is the end goal. It's always making sure that they understand that company is trying to put people first. Employees are first, automation is next. And it's to improve and enhance their lives and for company to do better and not just trying to replace them. So in taking that fear out of their mind, just providing the assurance that this is to enhance, not to replace them.
How can companies ensure that data-driven performance metrics enhance employee engagement and motivation?
When you collect the data, you are looking at a lot of different things, how it's changing their day-to-day life. If the automation data that you collect shows the employee's life getting better, then you know you are going in the right direction. If it's not, you have to make changes and make sure that, you know, you apply everything that you have to implement the change properly. I would say that constructive feedback and also looking at personalized development, recognizing their efforts to make sure that, you know, they are getting advantage of that automation and it's not creating unrealistic pressure. So just trying to make sure that, you know, you are providing the benefit to them while they are providing benefit to the company.
So how can this data be used to improve productivity, but without creating an atmosphere of micromanagement or making employees feel like they're being overly monitored?
Companies should focus on outcome-based approach instead of minute by minute, looking at what employees are doing. So that way they don't feel like they are monitored or micromanaged. Also looking at the approach, providing insights as far as when automation is implemented and data is collected, show them what are some of the insights that you have collected, be transparent about it so that way they can understand that, you know, you're not trying to micromanage them or overly monitor them, you're just trying to make sure that they are achieving what they are planning to do.
So how does feedback and recognition play into this to motivate employees rather than making them feel like a number?
A lot of people may feel that way, but I think providing them feedback as far as what has been done, providing them constructive criticism, not something that can be detrimental, but show them exactly what can be done, what are some of the things that you have seen. Being transparent, I'm going to use that word many times because transparency is the key. It's just to let them know what you're trying to do and what can it do for overall business and for the employees. implementation when it comes to all of the automation. You can collect any data, but if you're not sharing the data properly, and if you are trying to manage the data just for the business sake and not for the people's sake, then it could be going in the opposite direction. So just show them that this is for everyone, not just for the company's sake, but for everyone's sake.
Right. Communication is definitely an integral part of the process. Brian, your company, St. Ange, has been recognized by Inc. magazine as one of the best workplaces. Can you tell us how your company approaches communication and feedback to enhance employee engagement?
Fortunately, we have the ability to be very flexible because we're not a manufacturer. You don't always have to be in one place at one time. And subsequent to the pandemic, we listened to our people, understood what they wanted to do, couldn't do everything they wanted. No one can ever do that. You can't do everything that every person asks for. But communicated back what we could do, why we couldn't do, what we could not do, and tried in every way possible to make the best answer available to the workforce and the company. Because without a company, you no longer have a workforce, so it's moot. And it worked out very well.
So how did they all react to this approach?
We started a feedback cycle with the associates, and they've been more forthcoming as they saw that we were listening and doing what we could do when they did bring forward ideas, thoughts, and desires. So the simple answer is communication, transparency, and explanation.
Yeah, establishing that trust by actually acting on feedback is key. Ajit, with automation entering the fold, what workplace areas do you see helping to alleviate employee dissatisfaction?
As far as the area is concerned, any place where they actually use a repetitive task or any task that's time consuming, I think those are the areas where automation can improve the employee's dissatisfaction. As far as how, I would say looking into what are the ways you implement. So if it's not implemented properly, it can be opposite to what you're trying to do. So making sure that it's a strategic implementation is key to make sure that it's done properly.
So what if an employee is dissatisfied? What are some of the practical ways to measure whether automation is really improving employee satisfaction?
I would say key performance indicators, employee feedbacks, of course, looking at what are some of the things that they have seen. Trying to understand, let's say, for example, key indications could be employee turnover. Because if you're making some choices that can be satisfying to employees, then it can be detrimental to what they want to do. So they may be leaving the company. As far as if it's not working properly, what should companies do is basically look at how it's done properly. Implementation, as I mentioned earlier, can be very challenging. So maybe looking at employees, getting them involved in those changes that's happening when you're putting the automation, getting their feedback before the implementation happens again. We have had that situation in the past where we did implementation of an automation and it did not work out properly. So we had to go back and look at what are some of the challenges that employees were concerned about so that way you don't have to do that again. And you change your strategies to make sure that you are looking into all of the aspects, how it's impacting the employees while it's impacting the company. So not just looking at, hey, no, we just want to do this. It has to be a people-first approach. Want to make sure that the people who is going to go through those changes and going to be using the automation is satisfied.
So let's say a company has just introduced some automated technology that's meant to enhance employee performance. How can businesses maintain employee motivation during those transitions where change management is introduced, especially if employees fear job loss or role changes?
Get them involved in those changes when it's happening. Show them what you're trying to do. That's one thing that you see in many companies. When you have employees that work there for so many years and you're trying to implement a new change, if they are part of that change, it is much easier when you're trying to just throw that change down their throat. It's going to be difficult. So make them part of it. That's the best way to go about making any changes. I think giving them resources to continuously learn new technology, also giving them the time to learn something that's new, giving them all the tools so they can do better, making some changes as far as the workflow giving them opportunity to do something in their own time when they are at work, trying to actually give them enough or ample time with the technology, because technology can be really crazy sometimes. Learning something new is always challenging. If you're trying to speed that up and not giving enough resources, it's not going to help. So I think that giving them enough time and giving them all the opportunities to learn, understand, and collaborate with each other to learn more. You can't learn everything by yourself. You have to learn with others and get everyone's feedback.
Mm-hmm. All great points. Maintaining that motivation is essential, and with automation enhancing the worker, it opens up the door to new opportunities. So, Brian, how are you contributing to employee satisfaction and motivation while offering new opportunities?
Well, I think our ability to work from wherever you can be productive, and we manage the company by the F word, flexibility. So there are certain groups that have decided they want to come to the office 2 days a week, every Monday and Wednesday. That's great. We support that. And there are other groups who are totally remote. I have a group that reports to me of six professionals. None of them live within a commuting distance of our home office or any of our remote offices. So they're all in their little workspaces doing what they're doing. You manage performance, not presence. And it's worked out very well.
As a leader, what strategies have you implemented to ensure employees feel valued, heard, and motivated, especially with automation and data-driven insights surrounding their performance?
We have a very atypical bonus program. In a previous life, I worked for a Fortune 50 retailer, and it was a formula for your bonus. It was X percent based on company performance, and you had these four tasks, and if you completed them with this budget or on time or early, so you knew at the end of the year, you didn't even have a bonus meeting. You knew exactly, you could do the math on the spreadsheet. Well, we're a company of just under 170 individuals. And every year we sit down and go through every single individual, understand what they did, how they did, what circumstances they did it under, right down to if there was a family situation that, hey, they were still 80% utilized and they had 80 nights on the road and this was going on in their personal life. Well, all that's taken into account, and that's understood by the rank and file. And I think that's gone a long way for them to recognize that we treat them as individuals and not just as a member of the company.
Okay, we're on to our last question, and it's for Ajit. As the use of data to measure employee performance and productivity continues to evolve, how do you see the role of human employees shifting? And what steps should organizations take to prepare for this coming transformation?
The biggest one I would think is continuous learning, because you are putting in automation to take some of the tasks away from the employees, the human employees. So just giving them the strategic way of how they can improve, they're going to focus more on strategy than anything else because some of the task is taken away by the automation. So giving them the continuous learning, all the resources so they can do better and they can focus on other things that automation doesn't have to worry about. And also keeping, of course, human employees, the relationship part, the automation cannot do that. So giving them the resources to focus on those strategic and relationship-based focus would be great.
Thanks again to Ajit and Brian for joining me on today's episode of MHI Cast and for sharing your insights on maintaining employee engagement in a data-driven workplace. And thanks to you, our audience, for tuning in. At MHI, we never stop exploring new opportunities to help you take your manufacturing and supply chain operations to the next level of success. Thanks for making us part of your professional development journey.